Maseches Nida, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Dam Nachris, the blood of a Gentile woman, Vidam Tahara Shel Mitzoras, and the blood of a woman who gave birth. If she is a Mitzoras, she has leprosy. Beishamai Mitarim. Beishamai says the blood of both of those women is Tahor, because the blood of a Gentile is Tahor, and because the blood of a Mitzoras, because the blood of a woman who gave birth, even if she's a mitzoras, is considered tahor. Beis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel says keruka uchamei ragleha, that the blood of one of those women has the status of her saliva or status of her urine, which is that they are fluids that come out of her body, and they are tamei when they are wet, even though they're not tamei when they're dry. Dam yoledes shelo tavla. What about the blood of a woman who gave birth but hasn't yet gone to mikvah following her days of yimei tuma and yimei tahara? She's supposed to go to the mikvah. If she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah, beishamai omrim, and then she bleeds. Beishamai omrim keruko chamei raglau. That blood has the status of any fluid that would come out of her body. Specifically her saliva or her urine, which is that they are tummy when they are wet and they're not tummy when they're dry. But Beis Hillel says, Metame lachvi yavesh. Beis Hillel says, she has not yet gone to mikvah, then though that blood that comes out is tummy, whether it's wet or whether it's dry. Umodim, and they agree, And modim beis shamai to beis hillel bioletis bizov, that a woman who gives birth when she is a zava, in halacha, but a woman who gives birth when she's a zava is that she has to count shiva nikiyim before she is tahora. After her yimei tuma, the blood that would otherwise for a woman who gave birth in her yimei nida, those subsequent, again, for a male child would be 33 days, for a female child would be 66 days. Those subsequent days are considered days where if she bleeds, that blood is considered tahor, but not so if she gave birth when she was a zava. If she gave birth when she was a zava, she counts her yimei tuma, and then she requires shiva nikiyim to complete her period of ziva, and then any blood subsequently that she sees is considered dam toar, it's blood that is pure. So now we're talking about a woman that if she gave birth when she was a zava and that blood during the time of her ziva comes out, she hasn't yet had her shiva nikiyim, shehi matama lach v'yavish, that blood does render impure, whether it is dry blood or whether it is wet blood. Moving to Mishnah Dalad, the halachos of a woman who sees blood for the very first time are as follows. She becomes a nida for 7 days. And that's true whether she saw blood for 1 day, for 2 days, for 3 days, doesn't matter how long she saw blood, she is tameya for 7 days, mishum nida. Once the 7 day period is up, then that's considered the completion of her yemei nida. And then, according to the Torah, those subsequent 11 days are considered yemei ziva. They are eligible for her to potentially become a zava. If she sees blood during those days, then, and if that happens for 3 consecutive days, then she is considered a zava. And then she requires shiva nikiyim, 7 clean days of not seeing any blood at all before she would be considered tahora. So now our Mishnah Dala, deals with what happens if a woman is in childbirth. So hamakasha, a woman who's having birth pangs, she is going through labor, and if she is in her nida days, then any blood that comes out while she is in labor would render her a nida. So hamakasha nida, a woman who is in those first 7 days, if she sees blood, that blood is considered dam nida. Now, what if it was in yimei ziva? her 7 days of Nidar are completed, and now it's in the 11-day period where she would be potentially eligible to become a Zava. So Kishsa Shlosha Yamin Besoch Acharasar Yom, if she's in labor for 3 consecutive days during her 11 days where she could potentially become a Zava, and there is blood that comes out, so that blood would be considered part of blood of Leda, of giving birth, ordinarily. If let's say she only was in labor for 12 hours or for even a day or two, then that blood would be considered part of her dam Leda. But let's say it was 3 consecutive days. Now we have to be concerned. Is that 3 consecutive days potentially dam Zava? Maybe it is blood of Zava, or maybe it is still dam Yoledes. The way to tell is whether the labor pain continues or not. So the Mishnah says, Vishafsa me ace la ace viyalda. If she pauses from labor for 24 hours, she doesn't have any labor pain for 24 hours, and then she gives birth, then harezo yoledes bezov, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says that is therefore a woman who gave birth while she was a zava, because you see retroactively that the 72 hours that she was in labor and was bleeding, that wasn't actually dam leda, that was dam zava. And the break that she took of not having any labor pains is what proves that was dam zava. Rabbi Yoshua disagrees, and he says you need a longer break from labor in order to demonstrate that it's not blood from Leda, but rather it's dam ziva. He says you need laila v'yom kelele Shabbos v'yomo. You need a night and a full subsequent day, like a Friday night and a Shabbos, the way we count a full calendar day. You need a full calendar day of break from labor pain in order to demonstrate that was dam zava. If you have less than a full calendar day of a break and then she gives birth, then it's considered just regular dam leda and not considered dam ziva. But if you have a full calendar day break in between her labor pain and when she actually gives birth, and she had bled for 72 hours before that break, then that blood is, you see retroactively that it was blood of Zava, and therefore she is considered a Yoledes Beziva, a woman who gave birth while she was a Zava, and the halachos would apply, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, that following her Yemei Tumah, she requires Shiva Nikiyim before her days of Tohar would start. And then the Mishnah clarifies, Sheshafsa Minatzar, the break that we're talking about is that she paused from the labor pain, Velo Minadam, not necessarily that she stopped bleeding during that period, but that she paused from the labor pain.